Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. It's Mondays with Mo, my weekly conversation with the Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. As you can imagine, his schedule has been awfully busy. A lot of movement over the weekend, the firing of Mike Matheny. Mike Shildt is in. John Mabry is out, as well as Bill Miller. We'll get into all that. Also, a little bit more background on Mike Shildt. And Yachty headed to the All-Star Game. It's all coming up on this edition of Mondays with Mo.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Mondays with Mo, and it's been a busy couple of days for John Mozeliak. And John, we appreciate your time. It's busy in terms of what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals. The decision yesterday to relieve Mike Matheny of his duties, and Billy and John, what went into that decision for you?
Well, I really felt like it became more of an aggregate decision, not something that was just like one event. As you know, yesterday when dealing with the media and talking to the media, a lot of it was this just based on weekend performance or what was leading up to that. I think for me and Mr. DeWitt, we just felt like where this team was going was not the direction we felt comfortable in. And the hardest part of these decisions are when you talk about Mike Matheny, John Mabry, and Billy Miller, people will look at this as it was their fault, and that's not fair. You know, the front office is responsible for where this team is. Coaches, players, we all share in this. But unfortunately, at some level, you have to make a change. And in this case, we decided we thought this was the best potential outcome for us by doing this. And it's, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past. These decisions are tough, and it's hard. And, you know, I certainly respect what all three of those guys did for this organization. But when you talk about a general manager and a manager, that relationship is special. There's, you know, whether you get along or not on every decision, that's not the point. You're just engaged on almost a daily basis. And so when you get to know someone, get to work with someone at that intimate level, having to do what we did over the weekend is never fun. And it's no one's feeling sorry for anybody. I get it. And the one thing, though, is I'm grateful for my time with Mike. I appreciate everything Mr. Mabry and Mr. Miller brought to this team. And, you know, I'll be forever grateful for those relationships.
I'm excited. I know Mike Shildt fairly well. I know you hired him. You know him really well. Fans are going to learn more about him as we go along in the season. What can you tell us about Mike Shildt?
Well, I think, you know, Mike has a very unique background in the sense that we originally brought him in back in 2003 as an area scout, and then eventually he decided to transition into uniform. Always, I think, wanted to be in uniform and coach, and so we made that happen. Worked with Mark Dijon for many years as Mark mentored him, and the other person that had a great influence on him was George Kissel, and so he is someone that when you look back at his career, the one thing that stands out is he was always a sponge. He was always learning from people. And, you know, everybody that has ever worked with him always admired him, always complimented him, and that's why he rose up through the ranks and eventually became a Major League bench coach. And so I think, you know, people are going to see perhaps a little bit of a different style. Obviously, Mike Shildt is going to be Mike Shildt, and you know, I think for him, it's about the next few days is going to be roll up my sleeves, get to work. There's a lot of things that he wants to see happen and do. From a front office standpoint, we're going to try to support that, and then you know, ultimately, come Thursday, this is an opportunity for us to sort of hit the reset button and see if over the next couple of weeks, we can, you know, change our trajectory, if you will.
What can he do, you think, Mo, initially, just to try to get the club going in the right direction? What are some things that, and you've been in the game forever, that an interim manager can do right away to maybe get him going?
Well, I think a lot of times players, staff look at it as almost like a timeout, a reset. It's a fresh start. And what he needs to do is make sure that that's communicated with the players. He allows the players to understand what he expects of them, what they will now see as their playing time, who that will be, what that looks like. And I think, again, like I would imagine over the next few days, he's going to be extremely busy just communicating those points with all the different players. And then ultimately, by the time we get to Thursday, it's not where we have to have a lot of meetings. It's where we can hit the go button and get going.
When you look at Mike and doing what he's done in the game and the George Kissel Award winner and three championships in the minor leagues, he's been a manager for 8 seasons in the Cardinals minor league system. It's talked about being interim, but how do you approach that, Mo? I mean, if he all of a sudden takes off or, you know, things go well, I mean, is it a job situation where, hey, if he takes off and runs with it, he's certainly a candidate for the position?
Yeah, I think in fairness, I think what you look at here is this is certainly an opportunity for him to audition for this potential position. But I think on the front office's side, we have to be prepared and do our due diligence for understanding what all the options may look like. But, you know, we certainly want him to have success. We hope that, again, the trajectory of the season changes and changes drastically. So however we can support that, we certainly want to do that. But in the meantime, I will definitely put a small team together that will create a search committee, if you will, to understand what our potential manager could look like if it's not from within.
John, when you look at the trade deadline, we were doing an event over the weekend, and fans are always curious about that. You anticipate an active trade deadline overall, and do you anticipate that with the Cardinals too?
Well, I certainly think it's going to be an active trading period because, you know, there's certainly teams that have defined themselves as in, and there's teams that have clearly defined themselves as out, and then they got a bunch in the middle. So that usually creates a pretty dynamic atmosphere. Having said that, you know, a lot of people are trying to, you know, figure out what we are trying to do. And what we will do is look at ways that we think can help this club, not just for tomorrow, but also for the future. And so as we look at ways to improve, you know, we're going to have to remain open-minded. Moises and Gersh will be very active talking with teams. And, you know, hopefully at some point we get a sense of really what our options are and will we have the ability to act on it. I think time will tell, but we'll certainly stay close to our phones over the next 20 days.
Mo, last time we were visiting, Yadier Molina was not on the All-Star team. Now he is. How is he doing this at age 36? It's amazing the year he's put together.
Well, I think the reason for it is because how he prepares. A lot of people always ask me, like, you know, what's it like to see Yadi day in and day out? And, you know, I think his performance on the field speaks for itself. But I think what's remarkable is just really how hard he works. And it's not just in season. It's his preparation in the off season. He's someone that is committed to work with a trainer. And I know a lot of players do that. But he pushes himself. And he pushes himself to be able to catch every day at 36. And that's what's impressive.
How does John Mozeliak spend the next 3 days? Is it busy, or is it you get away and have some time away from the game?
No, I think next few days I'll be in the office. Certainly if I can sneak out for a round of golf, I may try. But there's enough going on where, you know, trying to take a small little trip is probably not worth it.
Mo, can't thank you enough for always doing this on Mondays. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Danny.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
If you'd like to find out more about Mike Schilt, I have a long conversation and sit down with Mike up at the website, scoopswithdannymac.com. I think you'd really enjoy it. Gives you some great background on Mike. Also, a current podcast is up with Larry Walker. Thanks for checking out Scoops with DannyMac.com.